Pro Circuit Pulpcast from Indianapolis, round one. Zacho, I'm sure you're not stoked to see the result on paper, but I felt like you rode well. I felt like you were reeling those guys in. I don't know. How do you feel?
I mean, I'm happy with my riding for sure, but getting stuck in the gate as a 450 factory rider is not ideal. But, I mean, to start literally dead last and get fifth is pretty solid.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, you can't complain. Actually, I thought you got sixth, so even better. So fifth.
Got fifth. I should have possibly been third. I had a little bit of a dilemma with a couple lappers, but that kind of maybe cost me a podium. But all in all, good ride. Like, you know, something to build on other than like the past three races that were just kind of 10th or whatever. So I'm happy with it.
It's crazy because there's two races going on. There's a start and then there's the real race, and you have to put both together. So I've talked to guys that are really happy with the race, but if you don't get the start, you're done.
Yeah. So. And that's the thing. Like, you know, I don't know. There's been a couple of times this year where I started 10th. Well, just, I guess not really, that's not really true, but I didn't feel like there's not many people that are going to just slice through the pack like that, you know, from the last fifth. So. Yep. I'm happy with it.
That rhythm section after the bridge was so gnarly. Did you have any close calls?
No, I didn't in the main. I did have a couple close ones during the day, but man, it was just super notchy and gnarly. And I mean, it was brand new when we went out for our main, and at the end, I was like, here we go. Like, you know, hopefully make it to the other end.
Did I see you go four over the table in practice?
In practice, yes, I did a couple times, and I tried it a couple times in my heat race, and that's actually probably what screwed my heat races. I was more worried about that than riding the rest of the track. So I just kind of gave up on it. The way that it set up for the night show after they regroomed the track, it just wasn't there.
Yeah. So you're closing in on Webb, and it was lappers. I didn't see it because you were on them, and then next thing you know, Wygan and I are like, oh, Zacho lost touch. Was that the lappers, or was there a mistake?
Yeah, it was. Chiz jumped the middle double and kind of OJ'd. Mm-hmm. And he hit Coop and then went up the berm, and I was to the left of him.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't mean to at all. Like, it was just a mistake. But it kind of put me out of touch with that little group, AC and Coop in front of me. Right. But yeah, it is what it is.
Did you feel like, okay, so as soft and ruddy as it was, I was expecting it to maybe be worse? Or, well, how do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that bad for Indy, honestly. The last time I raced here was 18, and it was like, completely different than tonight, and it actually had quite a slick little base to it, which is not really very normal, but I watched all that stuff on Instagram, like super close, like them bringing the dirt in and stuff, and I knew it was going to be drier than kind of typical, but it was actually pretty good. I mean, it was hairy just because the level's high and the speed is high, and you got to jump that stuff every time, so it was hairy, but it is what it is.
Yeah, congratulations on not being the fastest 10.10.9 Supercross rider in history anymore.
Yeah. Now I'm a 10.10.95.
Yeah, but this is a real result. Even though it's a 5, it's a real result.
Yeah, for sure.
So, cool. Thanks, Zacho.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.